When crazy people do crazy shit, we'll tell you about it first. This is True Crime Today from the Dark Side Up.
Note to anyone out there looking to commit a vicious, cruel, and horrible crime like, say, murder. If you believe God told you to do it, you're worshiping a very dark god. From Lawrence, Kansas, the husband of slain KU athlete said, God told him to kill her, according to police. A story from Fox 4 KC. A former University of Kansas athlete is dead, and her husband is charged in her murder. He allegedly told police God told him to kill her. Regan Gibbs Merrick, 25, died in their apartment complex along the West 6th Street in Lawrence. She was a soccer goalie for KU and last played in 2019. She and Chad Merrick, 26, got married last fall. In a GoFundMe for Regan Gibbs, her cousin says she was a beautiful, kind-hearted girl who loved Jesus. She's planning to go back to school to become a physician's assistant and use her skills on mission trips. I think it's way, way too young to end a life, neighbor Joyce Corwin said. I couldn't imagine what they're going through right now, Lawrence Police Chief Rich Lockhart said. Lawrence Police said Reagan Gibbs died Monday evening. The former KU soccer player was found dead in her Lawrence apartment. She shared with her husband, Lockhart, said Merrick was the one who called 911. He called police and said he killed his wife. Did he say possibly why he may have done that? Fox 4 asked. He told us that God told him to do it, Lockhart said. Did he explain that at all? There's a lot more that I don't have with me right now, Lockhart said. Court records show Merrick and Gibbs were married last November, police said. When they arrived at the couple's apartment, Merrick's mental health was an issue. There obviously are some preliminary indicators that this person wasn't mentally stable. We call it being in psychosis. So obviously, that's something we'll be investigating as well in the case, continues Lockhart said. It's unclear how she died. Police said based on her condition, they weren't able to tell. An autopsy, though, is scheduled for Thursday. The department is investigating domestic violence as a factor in the case. The department couldn't say if they had been in their apartment on calls before, but say Merrick wasn't on their radar. The message to the family is we're sorry for your loss. This is obviously a very tragic thing for them, Lockhart said. Corwin said she didn't know Gibbs, but said she will always remember her. What hope do you have for her family, honey? Cut asked. And they'll find peace, which is going to be very hard to do. I wish them peace and I send them my prayers, Corwin said. Our soccer program is heartbroken to hear about the tragic loss of Regan. KU soccer head coach Mark Francis said in a statement, she was a tremendous teammate and young woman and touched so many during her time in Kansas. Regan will always be remembered for the impact she had both on and off the field. We share our condolences with her family, friends, and teammates during this difficult time. The Douglas County prosecuting attorney, Susan Valdez, said Merrick will be back in court on May 24th. He's being held in $1 million cash or surety bond. Valdez and Deputy District Attorney Josh Seided will prosecute the case together. They say Merrick is innocent until proven guilty. We'll find out more in this case as it develops. And learn more about the voices, or according to the alleged killer, God, who told him to kill his wife. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any episodes of True Crime Today from the Dark Side Up. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay safe out there.